Tatiana Danina. The Teaching of Jukyu. Ethereal Mechanics. Chapter 6. Why do elementary particles obey to the action of forces? Let us ask ourselves the following question: why forces are capable to influence on elementary particles? Or you can say otherwise, why do particles obey to forces? In the books, films and TV programs on physics we can hear or read the following statements: the force with which the body is exposed to, the force that was applied to the body, etc. How to interpret the deeper meaning of these phrases? We must start with a reminder that force, this is a reason that causes particles, souls, to move in the space. Each of the four existing types of forces affects on the souls, particles, that is drives them, in a manner somewhat different from the rest. The force of attraction makes particles to approach. The force of repulsion and the force of pressure of the particle's surface repel particles. The force of inertia pushes forward the emitting this force, this ether, particle. But despite this difference, the reasons for which particles obey to the forces fully fit into the framework of two principles of behavior of ether, which we described in the book The Main Occult Laws and Concepts. Because particles are nothing more than ether. Let us recall the main points about these two regularities. Two principles manage by distribution of ether in the universe. You can call them nature abhors a vacuum and nature abhors a surplus. In other words, in the ethereal field voids do not occur and in the ethereal field areas with excessive density do not occur. All existing in the universe ether tends to evenly fill every point of space. Hence, the first principle of behavior of ether: in nature there is no void. The expression nature abhors a vacuum in this case means that, if at any point of space ether disappears, ambient ethereal field flows in this direction, creating an ethereal flow. How is it going? A movement of ether in the direction of deficiency of it. Ether, adjacent to the place where some ether disappears, rushes there. As a result, the place where it has just been is released. In its place, ether rushes, which coexisted with it, and is further from the place where ether disappears. And in its place ether rushes, located further away from the place of deficiency of ether. And so on to infinity. As a result of the place of deficiency of ether from the ambient ethereal field, an ethereal stream moves. Thus, spirit, ether, does not allow the space being empty, that is devoid of ether. This principle of ether behavior is the basis of the mechanism of gravity, an attraction to each other of objects ranging from such as elementary particles. The second principle of behavior of ether: in nature there is no excess, meaning that if at any point of the space, there is an excess of ether, that ether surrounding this point begins to move away from this point. Otherwise you can say that arising ether pushes surrounding ether. This principle, like the previous one, also applies to ether in elementary particles. This principle is the basis of the mechanism of anti-gravity, that is, a repulsion of objects. If areas with deficiency or excess of ether did not arise in the ethereal field of the universe, then all existing ether would be absolutely motionless. But an existence of elementary particles in space is the reason that spirit of the universe is constantly in motion, striving in any direction. It either tends to distance itself from emerging nearby redundancy, forming by particles with fields of repulsion, or tends to approach to the failure occurring nearby, forming by particles with fields of attraction. Or ether, moving to a particular place where there is a deficiency of it, or moving away from the place where there is an excess, forms an ethereal flow. An existence of ethereal flows is a consequence of the first and second principles of behavior of ether. Any unit of ether volume at each moment of time is a part of any ethereal stream, that is, seeks to distance itself from the excess of ether or approach to deficiency. Elementary particles may play the role of units of the ether volume. Especially that it is in fact, each elementary particle is a sphere that has a certain volume, the same for all particles. Ether, which belongs each moment of time the elementary particles, is not different from the free ether. Therefore ether of any elementary particle at each moment of time included in the composition of any ethereal stream, that is tends to move away from an excess of ether or approach to a deficiency. Elementary particles tend to move together with filling them ethereal waves. Any tendency that arises in an elementary particle, to move away from an excess of ether or approach to a deficiency, this is the subordination to the force. Only one of four forces, force of attraction, is based on the principle of approximation to a deficiency of ether. All other forces, repulsion force, force of pressure and force of inertia, are based on the second principle, separation from the excess of ether. So we have told about the reasons that make the particles to obey. Any elementary particle is a cause of emergence of the force, attraction or repulsion. This is a prerequisite in all other particles of the universe. And at the same time, any particle is the point of application of force fields of all other particles of the universe. Optional, but not necessarily, particles may become a source of force of moving particle or point of their application of other particles. And in a moving particle, a force of inertia can arise.